Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with the top stories here in Al Jazeera. The U.S. Senate has paved the way for a temporary deal to hold off a possible debt default. It's voted to pass a bill to raise the debt limit by $480 billion. It'll now go to the House of Representatives. Without raising the national borrowing cap, the Treasury would not be authorized to pay its bills.
Senate Democrats want a long-term solution to the debt limit to make sure financial markets remain stable and our economic recovery stays on track. America's full faith in credit must never be used as a political bargaining chip. I hope my Republican colleagues relent from trying to make it one when we revisit this issue soon. So now that Republican brinksmanship has relented, Senate Democrats will focus on passing Build Back Better agenda so we can finally build up ladders of opportunity for people to climb up to the middle class.
In southwestern Pakistan, funerals are being held for those killed in an earthquake. Rescuers are still searching for survivors. It's feared many are trapped under the rubble. Thursday is strong, but shallow tremor has killed at least 20 people. Many more are injured and have been left homeless in Balochistan's Hanai, the worst-hit region. The former U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti says security in Port-au-Prince is worsening and massacres and kidnappings are now part of everyday life. Daniel Foote says America's policy of deporting thousands of Haitians would only make things worse. He resigned over their treatment at the U.S. southern border in September. Early voting is underway in Iraq's parliamentary election. Those in the armed forces, police and people who are internally displaced can cast their ballots today ahead of Sunday's general vote. It's an election that was one of the top demands of massive anti-government protests in 2019. Pfizer says it submitted a request to the main U.S. drug regulator for emergency approval of its COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 5 to 11. Trials began in July. The drive to vaccinate children has been spurred by the reopening of schools. Abortion clinics in the U.S. state of Texas have reopened following a federal court ruling suspending a law that effectively banned the procedure. Wednesday's temporary judgment criticized the legislation as an offensive deprivation of such an important right.